This is a song that my father-in-law wrote. The title of the song is You Keep On Blessing Me. Over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Over and over again.
Here we go. Come
Let's
on.
Try this. Clap your hands. Come on.
keep on knocking me.
You keep on knocking me
over and over,
over and over again.
You keep on knocking me.
You keep on knocking me
over and over,
over and over again.
Happy hands on the number seven. You know what? Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
That we're covered with the blood of the Lamb, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that we come into agreement with the covenant of the blood of Jesus. I thank you this morning as we are under the blood overflows us. I'm talking about the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the finished work of the cross this morning. I thank you, Lord God, that we are in covenant with you and your word, which destroys the death and the power of the enemy. Lord God, we repent of any sins this morning, especially the sins unbelief. Deliver us this morning from the effects and the fruit of the power of sin. And I thank you this morning that with the stripes of Jesus we are healed. I thank you this morning that the blood of Jesus was shed for our atonement and for our physical healing. I thank you this morning that the life of Jesus Christ is driving out our sicknesses, our diseases, and our weaknesses. Lord God, this morning, I ask you to send angels ahead of us to prepare the way. But I ask you to put a hedge of protection around us. Seal it up by the power of your own Holy Spirit. Seal off our property and possessions with angels. And station those angels to the north of us, to the south of us, to the east and the west of us this morning. Lord God, I call for the angel of the Lord to fight for us this morning. And I ask you, Lord God, to send guardian and warrior angels. I ask you for legions of angels as reinforcement for physical and spiritual warfare on our behalf. I ask you this morning for avenging angels to fight, protect us. And I ask you for angels to remove and destroy any and all chains, shackles, and bindings. And I ask it all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Before I go any further, it's something I need to remind you all of. Bear with me for 6 minutes and 50 seconds. I haven't reminded you of this in a while, but I think I need to remind you of this morning, okay?
Y'all ready to go to church? Come on, put them hands together. Come on, let's go to church. Y'all don't want to go no church with me. You
I'm going to have to get this. I got the stuff here. I just been so busy. But I think I like the way this plays better over here.
Y'all ready to go to church?
Down you.
Heaven belongs to you and me. Praise God. Oh, yesterday I was in heaven all day, just about all day. Heaven came to Jesus Believers Church. I'm not kidding. You see, oh, I forgot to. I wrote down some prophetic words from yesterday, but they back there in the fellowship, and I'm not going to go get them. I'll get them another day. Yesterday was a phenomenal day here at the ministry. Those of you that know me, you know I wait on God for everything. Some things are fast, some things are slow, some things are very slow. And some things are miraculous, super fast. So yesterday, I'm working. I even stopped what I was working on because Brother Joe said, there's somebody here to see you. I said, okay, normally, you know, you just can't walk in on me. And the reason I'm the way I am, brothers and sisters, is because I know how deep I walk in the spirit realm. And I know how in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, you can be hit by the enemy. So I'm extra careful, take a lot of preventive measures. So that a lot of unnecessary stuff doesn't happen to me. And a lot of stuff that was sent to me and projected at me can never touch me. So I said, who is it? I said, do I know him? He said, she said, you know her, that you know her. I said, okay. So I got up, and I like to walk barefoot, too. But I said, I better put my shoes on. And when I got to the door, I was shocked because I didn't know her, and I didn't. No, I had seen her husband. I didn't know him like I knew her because she was the first person that prayed for me when God was sending me here on a fact-finding mission. You know, God sent you to spy out the land. And she was the first person that prayed for me. And I called her by her name, Eileen. And she's also, if you ever been here, when the oil was flowing and you would go to over there for prayer, I would tell you to look for her because I know for a fact God answers her prayers. I mean, for a fact, not no guesswork, no, none of that. But I was surprised to see her and she said, I came to find you. She said, Susan, you know, with Grace, one of them told him I had a church there here. And so she said, I came to find you. And so I said, okay. Now, she came to find me because somebody else needed this ministry. Okay? And she didn't know if I flowed in this particular area. So I said, well, we started talking outside. I said, well, come on in. And they came in, and at first we sat in the sanctuary. And then she was telling me about the problem that the lady had. And would I help the lady? And I said, of course I will. And then she said, well, how much? She said, they said they'll pay you. How much you charge? I said, nothing. I said, I'm going to do this because of you. And what had happened is a lady prayed for me when I didn't even know I had anything physical wrong with me. And God used her to bring it out of me and heal me on the spot. And I saw it, and I was shocked. So, you know, I'm glad. It might not seem like you can never pay God back, but I wanted her to know that I'm eternally grateful for her ministry. When I didn't know her name, I would tell you all I would say. There's a little old lady, and she got long hair, straight. She wears it just pulled back. Look for her. And so they came in. We got to talking, and the Holy Ghost fell. And now I know this lady, but you got to realize I know her by the Spirit. You can imagine what happened when her anointing and my anointing and her husband's, who I never would have in my wildest imagination guessed he was big in New Age. You hear me? And so, but this is like, you know, they're senior citizens like me, and it's their second marriage, but it's their best marriage, all right? Most of their husbands passed away. I mean, husband and wife had passed away, and then God put them together. So, you know, God's moving. So, as I was saying, you can imagine. Now, remember, Brother Joe live here, and Jose live here, too, so our anointings are meshed. They flow together. They combine. And that's good and bad. And that's the way it is at your house, too. So anyway, they came in. Now, people like us, we don't talk about nothing but the goodness of God. And I had an opportunity to tell this lady exactly how I felt about her. But most importantly, I was able to share with her, from my perspective, other people had told her as well, how God feels about her. So we had supernatural, miraculous church up in here all day long. And then that's what happened. It was supernatural, but it was more than that. And I said to her, I said, you know, when you leave, then God is going to tell me the real reason why he sent y'all here. She said, well, when he tells you, would you call me up and let me know too? I said, I will. And they were getting ready to go. And then I thought, I said, I'm going to ask Brother Joe to fix them a dinner. And we had just gone to Costco. And I thought, I didn't even realize I had bought some salmon. Because I thought I was buying nailhead trout. But I had bought Selman. And so I said, Brother Joe, can you take that salmon and fix them a dinner that they can go, that they can take home? He said, yeah, I could do that. Because, see, the Bible said, be careful how you entertain strangers, right? You might be entertaining angels unawares. But what I know is that God has assigned angels to people. So when the way you treat that person is the way their angels are going to respond to you, especially if they know they got angels. And if they walk deep in the spirit realm, they know. So we began sharing things. And this lady, they were just talking and they just answered so many questions that I had about the oil and everything else. Because guess what? This lady's husband is Leslie's daddy and Leslie's stepmom and Johnny Taylor's father-in-law. How you like that? And mother-in-law. So they told me about when the oil first started. They even told me why the oil stopped flowing. And I listened. And I told them, said, you know what? You answered my questions that I had in my mind. I said, but God sent me here. God told me to pack my stuff up. Use 5 moving trucks or however how many it was and spend $30,000 to move from South Carolina to Dalton. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere till God tell me to move. I can't afford to move again. But I don't plan on moving. I like it here. I told them, I said, as a matter of fact, I love it here. And then they begin to open up the spiritual realm to me of Dalton as they know it and as they experienced it and as they live it and as they've been born here and called here. It was heaven on earth. So then I said, well, you know, while you're here, I had to walk gently because I don't want to, I did not want to impose or by any way misuse or even appear to be abusing somebody else's gifts. But I said, while you're here, I could get you to pray for a couple of people that I know that your prayers will touch their lives and they need them right now. So she said yes. And I called up a couple of people, especially a couple of people with COVID. And I was laughing to myself. I said, I think she's going to think everybody I know got COVID. That's not true. But everybody that I knew with COVID needed a touch from God that I knew was authentic. See, I hate counterfeit. I hate counterfeit spiritual manifests. They're lies. They don't help anybody. They don't heal anybody. But I have seen this lady heal, be used by God in healing hundreds, thousands of people. So I called up a couple people, and as she prayed, the manifestations came through and came true. Even although we don't ever know how God is going to do something, but I do know this: those of you that have been faithful to this tail line, you're not where you used to be. You have experienced elevation. Those of you that have been in and out and off and on, you're not where they are. But God doesn't make any distinctions, I guess, between us. But then, like I was talking to them at the table in the fellowship, I said, I didn't see God call every disciple John the Beloved. I didn't even see God lay his head on the chest of every disciple. So I don't care what nobody say. What I see is God have favorites. And I believe favorites are distinguished or pointed out or held up by their level of faith in God. And so how do you know when a person's faith in God is real or not? When they get in a crisis, when they get in a traumatic situation, what do they do? How do they respond? Then you'll know. Then you won't have no doubt where, what, and at what level they either believe in God or disbelieve in God. So we kept on. We were praying. The glory came in the fellowship. I saw God give them more. They said, we want to pray with, you know, Brother Joe fixed their food. And Brother Joe brought the food out at the exact minute. At the exact minute when we finished. Heaven came down again here in Dalton, Georgia, in the fellowship hall. But then she began to tell me that she'd been praying for people every day where the oil first started flowing. God assigned her to go there and pray. She and her husband, by themselves, on assignment from God. And they're not saying, do it again. They're saying, God, let your glory come. Let your glory fall. I didn't know. I'm over here praying, Lord, we need to see your glory. Manifest your glory. You see, brothers and sisters, it's only one Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is moving. Remember Genesis chapter 1? It hovered. The Bible say, and the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. I was trying to figure it out. Many things happened yesterday. But the main thing that happened for me, out of my own mouth, came the establishment when I said, I'm not going anywhere. God sent me here. God told me, move to Dalton, but open heaven there. See, there's an open heaven over each one of us, but God said, I have an open heaven there for you. And this ministry. And guess what? God has never lied. God has never lied. It's getting better and better and better every day. And God sent two prophets. Now this makes three. This makes three. Remember? Pastor Valentine from Israel. One. And he sent, the lady is a prophet and her husband is a prophet. That's three. I said, God, you don't have to tell me again. I got it. I got it. And you know what else happened? When they were getting ready to go, they said, Erica, we want to pray for you. I said, no. You don't have to pray for me. You already did. I said, every person you prayed for, every word, every conversation we had has already blessed me. I said, now everybody needs prayer, but I got mine. I got it in your presence. I got it from just, I got it. I got it. I said, say that prayer for the next one that needs it so you'll have strength. Because I got it. I got it. See, I realized a long time ago, I'm not needy. I've been built up. I've been redeemed. I've been saved. And what I got now is to help others. I got it. And then I was sitting here this morning. I got up about 20 minutes after 3. And I walked over in this sanctuary. And I walked in a whole big circle around this church, around this sanctuary, through the storeroom, over the dogs. And I said, God, all I need from you now is to let your thanksgiving flow. Let thanksgiving be apparent in this ministry. And I began to thank him. And I began to thank him for all the ways that he is allowing this ministry and me to be used by him. I began to thank him as I saw that lady get up drunk in the spirit and walk like a drunk person to their truck. I laughed. I felt their hearts, felt the love of God distributed, just flowing through this ministry. And I told God, I got it. It took me almost 2 years to pray the anointing down in here. Now I'm about ready to open it. You see, brothers and sisters, I don't know how to explain it. But I know God's stamp of approval is on this ministry. I know God's stamp of approval is on me. I tell the world. And what? Why would it be here? Because we yielded ourselves to it. Because I yielded myself to it. Because I said Jesus first, second, third, fourth, fifth, infinite. That's what God is looking for. Availability and responsibility. What does that equal? Commitment. I'm committed to God. I'm committed to this ministry. So that's how my yesterday was. And today is going to be even better. And it's going to get better and better and better. I'm convinced of that. When Paul said, nothing shall separate me from the love of God, I got it. I know what he meant. Now, guess what happened? A unity was formed. A unity in the spirit was formed right here. A goodness of God took place. A goodness of God took place. And guess what? You partaking of the overflow. This headline is good because this ministry is good. Because you're good. And God just got to get more of his goodness out of you. Prayerfully, I can help. But you know what? You can't count on me. You cannot count on me. You know why? Because God said, put not your trust in the arm of flesh. I'm flesh. I'll let you down. Put your trust where I have my trust. In God our Father, Jesus the Son, and by the power of his own Holy Spirit. Oh, yeah. And the devil going to do everything he can to abate your faith. And so then I wake up, I get back up for the second or third time. And I say, God, I ain't got nothing this morning. And you know what God said? He said, well, yeah, you do. I say, what? He say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, Erica, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. I say, what? I knew that was Psalm 34:19. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He said, that deliverance is going to be easy, Erica, because I'm going to do it. He said, today unity came in the spirit between you and Dalton. He said, but now you got to understand something. He said, think about this fact. I said, okay. He said, remember what you always asked me for? I said, yeah. He said, what? I wanted to say, God, you know. He said, you always ask me. He said, so I'm going to give you a little bit of understanding this morning, but I'm going to give you more later. He said, now you've been dealing with the occult and you've been dealing with the devil and demons. He said, there's something that you haven't realized. I said, okay, what is it? He said that demons derive a major source of their power through the ignorance of the person they live in. Could you repeat that? Mm-hmm. You say ignorance derive a major source of their power. I mean, demons. I'm sorry. Demons. See, I got to write it out. I haven't had a chance to write it out. These are just some notes. Demons derive a major source of their power through the ignorance of the person they live in. I said, okay. How's that work? He said, as long as the people of God are unaware of their authority and their responsibility over the specifics. I said, that's kind of vague there, isn't it, Holy Spirit? He said, well, the specifics, Erica, the specifics are whatever God has called them to do and where God has called them to do it at. Meaning the geographical territory. He said, you just overcame that last night. Came in unity, spiritual unity, with the people that I had planted there. I said, oh, okay. But you came into unity with the right ones. He said, as long as the man or woman of God and the people of God are unaware of the specifics of their assignment, the enemy can work against them without any hindrance. He said, that's it. That's all. That's it for today. I said, okay, I got it. You hear what I'm telling you? He said, I'm gonna teach you more. He said, today you came into unity, spiritual unity, and I'm going to show you what happens. I don't have this worked out just yet. But understand what I just said. Demons derive a major source of their power through the ignorance of the person they live in. As long as the people of God are unaware of their authority and responsibility over the specifics. The specifics. The specifics of where you live. Of how things work and operate where you live. Yeah, overall, it's available. But then you got to break it down to the specifics of where you live. Like if you live near water, you know you should overpower the marine kingdom. If you live in mountains and trees and stuff like I do, you know, you got to deal with the elemental spirits, the spirits that operate in bushes and trees and so forth. The geographical territory has to be overcome, the spirits that operate through the geographical territory, and whatever other specifics, whatever other the specifics are where you live. If you live in poverty, well, you know you got to overcome that poverty so that you can get out of that poverty and that you won't be subject to that poverty. And he kind of explained to me, remember when you were a missionary and I sent you up in the mountains in Lemoyne, Honduras, and you couldn't speak Spanish? Still can't. He said, what did you do? What did I tell you? I said, you told me to pray in tongues. And they understood every word I was saying as I prayed in tongues. Because they didn't speak. It wasn't just Spanish they spoke. They spoke a dialect that was African and Spanish up in those mountains. So even if, but they would have understood me better if I spoke Spanish. But God taught me how to communicate through the spirit realm by praying in the Holy Ghost. So you gotta, God is going to teach us. I know he's going to teach me, and I hope you can get it. I'm going to share it with you. God say, you stopping him on one side, and he coming in because you haven't taken care of the specifics. The specifics of your job, the specifics of your whatever, your school. The enemy is working against you without hindrance because you haven't taken care of the specifics. I did not take care of the specifics because I just prayed and I thank God for grace and mercy. I thank God for grace and mercy. But you see, I'm going to study this thing and I'm going to take care of the specifics. Now, you got to understand, I have had people go out on missions to take care of some big specifics. But God is saying it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little foxes. We're going to deal with this. I know he's going to show me because this is the one thing he told me to write in big bold letters, understanding. And highlight it. Understanding and highlight it. So he about to give me understanding. Y'all see that? See that understanding right there? I'm trying to show it to Brother Joe and Jose. In all you're getting, you get what? Understanding. I am so excited. He's going to teach me. I'm going to share it and teach you. And guess what? We're about to take over territory. What territory? The one we live and abide and move and have our being in. Because it's time. You should be okay. And if you're not, if you take authority over that territory and move yourself in it, you will be okay. Because you won't have nothing fighting against you. You will have brought it under what? Under subjection. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He brought all that oppression under subjection. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What did he heal them from? Everything they needed healing from. Everything they needed healing from. By the way, we have a mission trip going to Mexico next week, I think. I forgot to tell you. God brought it up. God did it, and it's some Jesus believers, church people, and even before I could get to Paraguay and get to Ethiopia, we got a mission trip going smack dab into Mexico next week. God did it. God is doing, and you know what? The windows of heaven have been open. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? We really are. I'm not just playing this music. I like music, but this music has a message. It has a message. And I'm trying to tell you, help you with your spiritual understanding. Because God wants you to be happy. He wants you to be happy from the inside to the outside. He wants you to be happy in your raising up, your laying down. He wants you to be happy in your sleep. Yeah, he wants you to be happy in your sleep. You gotta keep up. You gotta catch up. Whatever you gotta do. Don't jump off the ship too fast. When you jump, make sure you're prepared to do what? Walk on water. Peter did, and you can too. We really are. We really are. Walking up the King.
Walking up the King's Highway. 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 It's the It's a
walking up the King's Highway. Jesus with me. Angels there to guide me. Walking out the deep highway.
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 Now if you're not walking, back while I'm gone. Walking up the deep highway. There will be a blessing. You'll be professing. Walking up the pink highway.
Walking up the pink highway.
Oh, yeah.
Walking up the pink highway.
Yeah.
Walking up the pink highway.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Walking up the pink highway.
Yeah.
Walking up the pink highway.
Oh, yeah.
Walking up the pink highway.
Up there it's a highway. None can walk up
to but keep your in mind.
It's a highway.
Walking up the pink highway.
Walking up the pink
highway. Walking up the pink highway.
Walking up the
pink highway.
Walking up the
pink highway.
Walking up the pink highway.
I hope you got it this morning. I hope you got it this morning. And I got another word for somebody. I don't know who you are, but you know God has already told you to move to Dalton and come and help me. He already told you. I say, I don't know who you are, but God knows who you are. And when he identifies you to me, I'm going to tell you who you are. But he told me to remind you first. He told you to move to Dalton. He told you to come and help me. What you waiting for? I hope you get it. Even if you have to have two residences, he told you to come and help me. I hope you get it. Text me if you got it this morning.
I got it.
Jesus in my life.
me, Jesus. Help me. I got to get it all. I got it, but Jesus, I need some more of it, and I need to get it all. Help me.
I got it.